Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the ride. I'm looking for that safe, secure, predictable 1% per week. Well, how do I do that? Well, I only buy dividend stocks that have increased their dividends to the shareholders on a consistent basis, because my thinking is absolute worst case scenario. If the stock goes down, at least I'm getting higher and higher dividends. Well, if I sell somebody the rights to buy them from me, I can get a premium also. And if the premium equals 1% or more, hey, I'm making over 50% a year. And you know what? I think I can sleep very well at night just knowing that. Let's jump in. It is 4/8/24. It's April 8th, 2024. We are officially in the second week of the second quarter, or week number 15 for those you counting from 1 to 52, but week number 2 for the second quarter. So let's take a look at where we are and go from there. Position number 1 we're looking at is AEO. Let's quickly pull that up. AEO, American Eagle Outfitters. Now, when I open up after I already own it, I'm just going to look at the last 30 days, because no sense looking at everything to make a deciding factor when we already own it. All right. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 23.40, bottomed out. Now, we got a double bottom the very next 2 days, on the 11th and the 12th of March. Now, that was 21.86. From there, nice escalation to a high of 25.95, pull back 3 days to the upside. That was my signal to jump in last week. However, we made 4 days to the upside, 3 to the downside. Now, Friday, we closed off at 24.50. Now, I'm into this at 25.97. And on Friday, the option dropped to a certain point where I bought it back and I sold this week's 25.50. One strike in. Okay, I'm okay with it because I got a premium already last week. I got another premium for this week and we got the dividend coming up. Let's quickly open that up. When is that AEO? Into the calendar, and that would be this Thursday. So I got a premium last week, a premium this week, and the dividend of whopping 12.5 cents is coming up this Thursday. So here's an interesting thing. It could be a possible triple play this week. What do I mean by that? Well, I've already collected the premium, okay? I'm going to be collecting the dividend on Thursday, and if the stock goes above what I'm selling the strike price for, I already sold it. Wait a second, if I get this right, let me go through the numbers again real quick. I bought it at 25.97. I sold the 25.5s. Okay, so if it goes above 25.5, I'll be back into cash. I might lose out on a little bit. Because remember, I bought it for 47 cents higher than what I'm selling it for. So come Friday, I want to keep my eye on this one. Is it going to hit 25.50? I don't know. We will find out throughout the week. All right. So I'm okay with where it is, but I am collecting the premium again this week and the dividend this week. Okay, so when Friday comes, and we'll take a look at this every morning, see how it progresses, because that's why we're here, to see how it progresses and go from there. All right, so that's AEO. We already sold the premium on it last week, and we explained that last week. So let's look at ALB, Albemarle. Last 30 days for Albemarle. We want to look at the 8th of March. There we go. The 8th of March, we opened up at 123.31. A couple of days later, we got the 30-day bottom at 116.77. Now, this thing goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up. Okay, so the last high, we got 30-day high on the 1st. Okay, and that was 132.80. Okay, we had a little bit of pullback. She jumped back up on Thursday to hit a high on Thursday at 131.01. Now, Friday, there was pullback. Whenever you see a big move like that from 121 to 130, well, actually the other way around. She opened up at 130 and dropped down to 121. All right? So, very next day, Friday, she opened up lower, but she finished up a little bit higher. Okay. Anyway, we're sitting at 123 at the moment. I am into Albemarle at 131. That's a long way away. I don't see it hitting 131. I might look at the 128s because I already own it, so it is what it is. The 128s are going for 147. I'm going to do the 129s because it's almost at 1%. I'm okay with that. That's five strikes out of the money. Why am I doing five strikes out of the money rather than what I purchased it for? Well, I purchased it for 131, all right? But the 131 is only going for 75 cents. That's seven strikes out of the money. Seven. Now, do I see it going seven strikes into the money again? It could. Don't get me wrong. It could. But I don't see it at one. I don't see it hitting 131 this week, personally. Now, when do we have the dividend for Able Mall? ALB. Ooh, not this week. March. Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so apparently the numbers either really looked good or somebody in the group has Able Mile still. Anyway, the numbers look good. I caught over 1% last week. I'm okay with that. I could do the 129s. That's just a little bit below 1%. If I do the 128s, that's over 1%, but then I'm four strikes out of the money. And I only have 400 shares. That's not that big a deal. All right, so let's sell off four of them. Why not? Okay, so I'm going to sell four contracts of Able Mall. Sell four ALB 100s. Those are the weeklies. 12, April 24. That's this Friday. The 129 call at 119 limit order. Good till cancel. That's off to the races. Let's go to the next one. Next one on the list is going to be JD. I'm skipping over Bitto because that's a different play. That's a calendar spread, and I don't want to get confused the crowd. We'll go into that another day. JD. Now, JD already paid their dividend. It was a nice fat one. Thank you very much. The 8th, here we go. 30 days ago today was the 30-day bottom at 23.78. A couple of days later, the 30-day high was 28.55. Little pullback, back up, pull back again, back up. And then Monday was the high for the week, and that was 28.38. Okay, 4 days to the downside, we're sitting at 26.02. Now, we got nice premiums for JD. Now, I'm into this at 27.96. Wait a second. And I already sold the 28s for this week. Cool. I got my 1% for this week. So I made 1% last week, made 1% this week. And what did we catch? Didn't we catch the dividend last week for JD? We did. The dividend was 76 cents. That's right. We got over 4% on this trade. So we got 4% last week, got another 1% this week. And let's see what happens over the rest of the week. That's JD. All right, Macy's. Macy's, my favorite. This one is giving me the most money this year out of all the stocks. This one's giving me the most. All right, 30 days ago, we opened up at 20.50. Okay, a week and a half later, we got the 30-day high at 22.10. From there, she kept dropping and dropping and dropping. Thursday was the bottom, okay, 18.29. Okay, we're sitting at 18.58 at the moment. Macy's. 2,500 shares. Oh, at 1966. 1950s are going for. I'm going to do the 1950s because it's closer to the the strike price. Okay, and it's two strikes out. Okay, so right now it's at 1869. So if I wanted to buy it, all right, this morning it would be 1869. Right, and that's going for 53 cents. I could double down on Macy's and, make over 1%. But, you know, I'm at 1950. I mean, I'm into it at 1966. I got a nice premium last week. I'll kick another premium this week. So we just go 2,500 shares there. All right, so... I'm going to sell 25 Macy's 100s. That's the weeklies. 12, April 24. That's this coming Friday. The 19.5 call at 16 cents a share. Limit order to open. It's at $400. Oh, I like that idea. It's off to the races it goes. So, next on the list, 3M. Now, wasn't 3M another one of those weird plays? It was. It's another, what do you call that? Calendar spread. All right, so that's it for that account. Let's jump on over to another one. Let's change this. All righty. Now, I got quite a bit going on here. Able Mall at 127. Now, we already looked at Able Mall. We looked at JD, NYCB, and then Para. NYCB is at 312. Now, as I understand, come on, the 350s for 5 cents. What do I have? 5,000 shares? Holy cow. And I want to do 5 cents. Oops, there we go. Limit order. This is just for the day. I'm going to do good till cancel. Here we go. All right. So now, I don't know how many of you guys have NYCB, but it was one of those fluke trades that just came up. So I'm going to sell 50.
All right. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'll see. Hey, what's up?
All right. We need someone to mute that, whoever that was.
Okay.
NYCB. 50 NYCB, $3.50 call for 5 cents, good to cancel, blah, blah, blah. Whopping, yeah, $2.50.
What time are you leaving today?
Off to the races.
And that
sheet
is ready for you, too, if you, tomorrow, but I think you
want... Here we go. Sorry. Where was I? Okay, we already did that one. All right, next one on the list, Para. And that will be it for today. Wait a minute, we didn't even take a look at anything new. All right, we'll take a look at something new. Paramount, last 30 days, was the 30-day bottom at 1079. She goes up, pulls back, up, pulls back, up. Look at that big movement on last Wednesday. Hit a 30-day high at 1380. Pulled back, was sitting at 1197. Okay, so where am I with Paramount? All right, I'm in Paramount at 1180. So I'm in the money really good on this one. So here we go. P-A-R-A. I'm going to sell the 12s for 37 cents. That's 3%. I'm perfectly okay with 3%. All right, and I have 2,000 shares. Okay, that's 20 contracts. Okay, here we go, 20. All right. So I'm going to sell 20 Paramount 100s, the weeklies, 12 April 24, that's this Friday. The 12 call it 37 cents a share, $740. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. Crowd goes wild. We're all happy. All right, those are the positions that I had. Now we go and take a look at new positions. Okay, so I got to change this. Right there we go. Share that. Now we go. All right. The market's going to open up any second now, so let's take a look at what do we have. And so speaks the devil, and he appears. First thing we want to look at, the Dividend Kings. Now, we're in the 8th right here. So next week we have Colgate-Palmolive. Let's take a quick gander at Colgate-Palmolive and see what that says. 87.58. The 88s are going for 20 cents. Not really worth it. Okay, next, Lowe's. Ooh, I love Lowe's. Lowe's usually has a nice premium. $2.38, so we'll look at the 237. That's losing a buck. Ooh, there you go, right there. 238.48. If we sell the 237s, that's a buck in. So we lose a buck off the top, means we're making $3. don't know about you guys, but that sounds like it's over 1%. So let's take a quick gander. A year ago today, 197.87. The bottom of the year, late October, right? And that was 181.85. Now, last 90 days. Here we go. Last 90 days. 90 days ago today, we opened up at 215.39, bottomed out at 209, and that was the end of January. From there, shoots up to the high of the year, okay, at 262.49, and now that was last week. The week before last. Okay, she's been dropping down last 30 days. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 241.61. Okay, the previous bottom was on the 11th, and that was 238.92. Nice run up to the 30-day high, and that was on the 22nd. That was 262.49. Now you get your profit taking. She bottomed out on Thursday at 237.81. 2 days to the upside. Well, Friday was an up day. Today, Friday we closed at 239. Today she opened up at 238. Now what does Lowe's usually do? Now Lowe's is a dividend king. So they've been increasing their dividends for more than 50 consecutive years. They're over 100 years old. Basically the seasonality has us going sideways with an ever slight up tilt to it. I mean really ever slight. So we already looked at the numbers. At the money right now, 239.50s, the 237.50s going for three, so we're losing $2 to 240s. See what you got in when the market opened. All right, so let's check out the numbers, see what it looks like. Calculator, 239. Okay, we're losing $2. That only gives me $1.25. The 240s are giving me $2. Now I usually always buy Lowe's because it's Lowe's. All right. 240s, I'm losing 70 cents. No, wait a minute. I'm gaining, yeah. All right, do I see it going 240? Yes, I do. Two up days, all right. So I'm gonna jump in at the 239. I'm gonna sell the 240s. It's a little bit under 1%, but I'm okay with that because I'm more than 1% on a few others. And I like a safe bet with Lowe's, but that's just me. Okay, so if I go here and I do the 240s, all right, I'm gonna be buying it at 237. Okay, now 10 contracts. I got 28,000. That's not a whole heck of a lot to play with now, is it? Nope. I might be able to get three. How much was that again? 28,000. All right. No. Holy cow. All right, so I'm only going to be able to do two contracts. Is what it is. All righty. So, I'm going to buy two covered Lowe's 100s. 12 April 24. This is Friday. The call option. The 240 call option Lowe's at the market order to open at $690 and it cost me $23,000. Okay, that works. Off to the races. And she filled. Alrighty, that works for me. Alright, so that's Lowe's. Now I always buy Lowe's. Why? Well, because Lowe's is Lowe's. Dividend King, increasing their dividends for over 50 years, and they get the dividend coming up. How much is that dividend? $1.10. Okay, so I got $1.10. I got a premium extremely close to 1%. If I go out of it this week, not a problem. If I get out of it next week, not a problem. But if I take it into the dividend play, that's premium, premium, premium dividend. I got no problem with that. Let's take a look at some possible triple plays. Okay, AbbVie, Abbott Labs, and Hormel. What is a triple play? Well, if I buy it this morning, right, sell off the option, and then I collect the dividend, because the dividend is going to be this Friday, okay? So that means I could collect a premium, I can collect a dividend, and possibly collect the difference between the purchase price and the sale price? Well, let's take a look. Oops, first one is going to be ABV. ABBV. Okay, 169. I'll be looking at the 170s. See, I wouldn't be able to collect the 1% there, but they do have the dividend. So this is one that's going to be a personal call. Okay, ABV is $1.55. Okay, so if I buy it, I collect the $1.55 for the dividend, and the 170, I would collect an additional 131 for the premium. And if it stays over 170, I will collect the difference between the purchase price and the strike price. Let's take a look at the numbers. A year ago today, we opened up at 161.03. Okay, you got a double bottom, once in end of May and once in the end of June at 132.52. Alrighty, last 90 days. 90 days ago today was the 90-day bottom. That was 159.78. Nice escalation to the high, which was on the 12th of March at 182.89. Last 30 days, right? There we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 179.74. Okay, 2 days later, we got the 30-day high at 182.89. She drops down a bit, which was the previous 30-day bottom at 175.73. Escalated up to 182, couple of days of profit taking. Then if you didn't take your profit, the market maker took it away from you and came up with a new 30-day bottom on Thursday. That was 167.29. Now, Friday, she opened up right at almost, all right, hold on a second. Thursday, she closed at 167.90. Friday, she opened up at 168, which was a little bit higher. And then she climbed up from that bottom, okay? Because she created a new bottom on Friday, but she opened up higher. Today, she opened up a little bit on the downside. So here's a question you need to ask yourself. Is the possible triple play worth jumping into ABV for the week? Now, ABV's got that nice fat dividend coming up. Okay, 155 on this Friday. Okay, it's at a 30-day bottom. It's bouncing off of it, heading to the upside. How far up is it going to go? Or is it going to go sideways? This is a question you need to ask yourself. I like ABV. Okay, 169 at the moment. The 170s go for 131, and you're collecting the dividend on top of that. Okay, now all my money's tied up, so I can't jump into ABV. At least I don't think so. Hold on, let me jump. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at my other accounts. They're all filled up too. Yep. Okay, so no new positions for me, but let me continue going over the numbers in case you guys actually like some of them. So I actually like ABV. Number one, it's a possible triple play. The 169.21, if I sold off the 170s, I can get the difference between the purchase price, 169.21, the strike price, 170. So I'd collect the premium of 136, I'd collect the dividend, and I'd collect the difference between the purchase price and the strike price. There, right there, is a possible triple play. Alrighty, but you gotta like ABV, okay? Next one on the list would be Abbott Labs, ABT. Now Abbott Labs is paying 55 cents. So let's take a look at ABT, ABT, 110. Okay, and I just look at the 111s, it's going for 86 cents. All right, so you'd collect the 86 cents premium, the 55 cent dividend, and the possible difference between the 110.82 purchase price and the strike price, 111. Another possible triple play. Let's check out the numbers. A year ago today, 104.15. The bottom was 10.11. That's like the middle of October. Okay, last 90 days. I'll go back one. There we go. All right. 90 days ago today. Here we go. 90 days ago today, we opened up at 111. Okay, so we've seen 111 90 days ago. Kind of went sideways for a bit, shoots on up, gets the 90-day high on the 8th of March. That was 121.64. She drops to the bottom of the 90-day period. That was March 25th. Okay, so the last 30 days, right? There we go. 30 days ago today was the 30-day high, 121.64. Went down a little bit, and then she gaps down on the 15th from 118.86. She drops down, finds a low at 112. That's $6. Not quite 10%, but, you know, low enough. All right, 30-day bottom was on the 25th, and that was 109.11. She up 3 days, and then she pulls back all last week. Was sitting at 110.78. Normally, what does this do? I got to apologize. I forgot to do the seasonality on AbbVie. I did. Okay, so Abbott Labs, okay, for the next 2 weeks, okay, that right there, my friends, is clear to the upside. Not huge, but remember, we're not looking for capital appreciation. We're looking for that safe, consistent, predictable 1%. Okay, so you got the 90, I mean, the 1 year looks good. 90 day looks good. The 30 day looks good. The seasonality looks good. The numbers, 110.76, purchase price. The 111.88. Granted, it's not 1%, but they got the dividend coming up. So you get dividend, premium, and a difference between the strike price and the purchase price, which is additional 26 cents. Well over 2% right there. All right, anyway, I do like Abbott Labs. That's a nice one. But like I said, all my money's tied up, so I can't do that one. But I'm going to continue because you guys might like some of those. One more we'll take a look at. Hormel. HRL, another possible triple play. Okay, slide on over. Ooh, I like that chart. Premium, 35. 35, yeah, same thing. All right, well, let's go through it. Hormel, a year ago, opened up at 40.20. Now, Hormel's another 100-year-old company, dividend king. How can you go wrong? All right, high of the year, triple high. Love triple highs. That gives you some resistance. I mean, this thing hasn't seen 42 in who knows when. It's 41.70 three times. In late June, early August, mid-August. Okay, from there, I wonder why that is, Hormel. Right around Labor Day and summertime. Okay, the bottom of the year was February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. Here, have some chili. All right, 28.51. That was the low of the year. The 90-day period, sorry. On the 28th, she was right around 30.31, and then she gaps up. Okay, she closed 30.83. She closed on the 28th. Very next day, she hit the 90-day high at 36. That's a big jump. Go sideways. Last 30 days would be right here. We go. 30 days ago, 33.94. 30-day bottom on the 15th, 34.14. Sorry, 33.41 was the 30-day bottom. Sorry. 30-day high last week was 35.51. We're sitting at 34.96. What does this thing normally do this time of year? It goes, ooh, a little bit to the downside. Yeah. All right, so that's something to take into consideration for the next 2 weeks. So you really have to ask yourself a question. Number one, it's Hormel. Number two, they've been in business over 100 years. They've increased their dividend every single year for 50 consecutive years. Okay, the 90-day chart looked good. Sorry, the one-year chart looked good. 90-day chart looked good. 30-day chart looked good. The seasonality, not so much. But here's the thing about the seasonality. The trend has a tendency to trump over seasonality. Because seasonality is only average over the last 10 years. Okay, that's just history. That's going forward, looking in the rearview mirror. Okay, we're at 30 minutes. I'm going to cut it off after this one. But here's the thing with this one. Hormel, dividend king, over 100 years old. Increased dividends for more than 50 consecutive years. A possible triple play coming up. It's $34.97. The 35s are going for 20 cents. Well, you got the dividend coming up and the possible difference between purchase price and strike price. choice you're going to have to make yourself. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.